WCQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4RYP. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right to portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who you checked in early using the pre-check feature on the website. And I'd like to check in first, my husband, Chad, KO4NUE, who is at home at Campobello with me tonight. The net would like to recognize W4FCM, Mr. Fred, in TR, N4IEI, Ms. Isla, also in TR, W2AMD, Mr. Andy, in Simpsonville, KA5WLL, Leroy, in Taylors, KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack, in Greenville, N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, in Anderson, KW4TS, Mr. Jim, in Pelzer, K4ROW, Mr. Richard in Greenville, K4XMR, Mr. Mel in Prosperity, KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Dacusville, KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont, KG4QLQ, Ms. Linda in Piedmont, and KI4MRA, Mr. Fred in Greer. We do appreciate those who use the pre-check feature on the website to check in tonight. We don't have any EchoLink stations, so we will go ahead and move on to the roll call. Tonight being Tuesday night, we will begin with India through Lima. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters I through L, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. That's KG4JIA. Dennis and Gaffney.
KOYP. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Say it's 73 for each one of you.
YP. Hope you and Chad are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and to Chad. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
YP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment. Have a good evening.
RYP. India 4, Lima Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
And now, Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India, Robert, and Rock Hill.
It's KO4RYP, Internet. I'd like to welcome KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis and Gaffney. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Dennis. I hope you are well. And next, from one of my favorite places in all the world, Mr. James in Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thank you for checking in tonight, James. It's always good to hear you on the radio. Next, W4IOE, Mr. Sid in Fletcher. Thank you for checking in, Mr. Sid. You're sounding good tonight. And then Mr. Duncan in Asheville, KO4JKV. Good to hear you tonight, Duncan. I hope you are well. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Andy. And W4IYI, Mr. Robert in Rock Hill. Thank you for stopping by with and checking in with me, Mr. Robert. Hope you are well. Any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we will move on to our next group, Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning with M3P, please call KO4RYP.
RYP? Emma, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Frig, and by telephone relay, our daughter, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, will be negative and negative, and we're from Piedmont.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. Same thing to you, Miss Anna, Chad, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
4RYP. KO4RYP, please check in KC4MFK, Donna, and my husband, Larry, KK4JBQ. We live in Greer. We'll be in and out. And please say hi to Chad for us. Thanks.
KO4RYP. In and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat and Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, ma'am.
RYP. This is Mrs. Anna. Please check in. Hello, sir. Officer India Matt. Ralph and Emma. I'll be visited and visited.
Please check in November 2. Oscar Paul, Scott, and Greenville.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a great group to get us started in the Mike through Pawpaw group. I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, who brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and by telephone relay, their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They are all from Piedmont. I appreciate you guys checking in with me tonight. Miss Lorena, please tell Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle we all said hello. KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, who's mobiling around in Piedmont. You be careful out there, Mr. Fred, and thanks for taking the time to stop by. Next on my list is my good friend, Miss Donna, KC4MFK, who brings along her husband, Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. I will pass along your greetings to Chad, and Miss Donna, thank you so much. It's always great when you check in with me. Next, I would like to recognize K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Pat. Hope you are doing well. And then our good friend, Mr. Walt in Inman, K4OIM. Mr. Walt, you are sounding better and better every time I hear you check in. So I hope you are continuing to do well. And we are definitely just get super excited when you check in. So thanks for stopping by. The next, you might need to recheck with me. I think it was into OG, Mr. Scott in Greenville. If that is incorrect, please recheck with me.
Control, November 2, Oscar Golf. That's affirmative. Roger, roger on that. Over.
Thank you, into OG, Mr. Scott. I appreciate you stopping by. I think it's the first time you've checked in with me, and I do appreciate it. Hope you are doing well. And check in with us again. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. All right, any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Sensenville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome my good friend, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Mr. Lloyd, please tell Ms. Tracy I said hello. Hope you guys are doing well. All right, we're going to move on up to the next group, Quebec through Tango. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of their call beginning Q3T, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Again, Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman, no traffic, not you. Good evening to you and all the net.
4 RYP. Good to have you back. Chad, really misses you when you're gone. Please check in KO4 QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4 RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome WN4S, Mr. Chris, and Lyman. Thank you for checking in, Mr. Chris. Hope you're doing well. And then KO4 QLG, Mr. Chris in Liberty. Chris, thanks so much for checking in. I'm glad to be home. I missed Chad a lot while I was gone, too. It was a fun trip, but there's no place like home, that's for sure. I appreciate you keeping your eye on him while I was gone. All right, any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, wishing to check in, please call KO4 RYP.
Check in AA4QS, Saul, and M4DME, Paul, and Nicole. We be negative, negative, hell of a net.
Net control. Romeo Mike, K4RM. My name's Fred. I'm in Piedmont. Also, my wife Mary, November 4, Mike, Romeo Yankee, N4MRY. We're at home in Piedmont tonight. No traffic, no table. Thank you.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome AA4QS, Mr. Donald, in Tocoa, and N4DME, Mr. Paul, also in Tocoa. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Donald. Tell Mr. Paul we said hello. I'd also like to welcome K4RM, Mr. Fred, in Piedmont, who brings along his wife, Mary, N4MRY. Thank you so much for checking in, and please tell Miss Mary I said hello. All right, we're going to move on to the next group, Uniform 3 Zulu. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning U through Z, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. And we're negative and negative. Good evening.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, from Southern Greenville County. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Tommy. Hope you're doing well. And then Mr. Rod, W4WOZ, from the land of Waz. Thank you for checking in. I hope things are well in the land of Waz for you. Any additional stations wishing to check in? Uniform 3 Zulu, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that was a tiny little group. We'll go ahead and move up to the next group in our alphabet, and maybe the rest of the Uniform 2 Zulu will come in on the second shift. All right, Alpha through Delta, any stations with the suffix of your call beginning A through D wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4RYP. And that's good to hear you tonight. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel N. Taylors. And I'll be in and out, but it's great to hear you, and I'm glad you're back in town. You had a safe trip, and I know Chad missed you. We got tired of hearing him cry about you being gone, so welcome home.
For RYP. Nana, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Santa, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, Q QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
YP. Can I please check in K1CJW? That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The handle is rolling. We live in Pickens, negative, negative. And a very good evening to all.
RYP. Miss Anna, please check in. Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Mr. Chad, and all on the net.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave and Greer, W4DJW. He is our net manager. Thank you, Dave, for all you do for us, and I hope you are doing well tonight. Next, I'd like to welcome my good friend, Mr. Daniel from Taylor's, KI4DTY. Mr. Daniel, thank you for listening to Chad whine about missing me while I was gone. I appreciate you taking one for the team. I am glad to be back home. I missed him, too. Next, I'd like to welcome KN4CHY, Mr. Keith from Seneca. I hope you're doing well. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. Next on my list is KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. You are sounding good as usual, Mr. Kurt. Thanks for checking in. K1CJW, Mr. Roland, thank you for checking in from Pickens tonight. I hope you are doing well. Friend KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley, who brings along his pretty little bride and my kindred spirit, K3JOY, Miss Joy. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Joy I said hello, and I hope to see you guys soon. Any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to take a break from our alphabet and move to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, If you will, check in KA4P2A, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all in the net, no traffic, no queue.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. Thank you so much for checking in via EchoLink, Mr. Stephen. Hope you are doing well. All right, we're going to move up to the patient group tonight, Echo through Hotel. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning E through H, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick. And I am mobile somewhere around Sandy Flats tonight on the way home. Good to have you back, and hang around for a little bit if you for bringing
in
the second group.
4RYP. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Chandler, North Carolina. Welcome home, Anna. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome my good friend, Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, who's mobiling around somewhere around Sandy Flat. You be careful, Mr. Patrick, and I will circle back around to you, and we can do a little bit of rag to you while we're waiting for the second shift to come in. Next on my list, KC4EZN, Mr. Harry in Candler. Thank you for checking in. You're sounding good as usual tonight, Mr. Harry. Any additional stations, Echo through Hotel, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to move on and open it up to the big group. Any stations at all wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any station all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. All right. I have Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, mobiling around somewhere in Sandy Flat, heading back home, I hope. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Patrick?
KO4HKX, I am doing great, Anna. I had a good time tonight hanging out with the other Macco distributors, and I am heading home now, and I wanted to say it's good to have you back. I was going to give Chad a hard time, but Daniel already beat me to it, so I'm just glad to have you back.
Mr. Patrick, just because Daniel beat you to it doesn't mean you can't also give him a hard time.
Not so much bellyaching, he made himself sick. I bet he wants to blame it on food poisoning.
I thought the same thing. I didn't believe that whole food poisoning thing for a minute. I just figured he made himself sick for missing me so much while I was gone.
That's a mic where he can't get on here to defend himself, right? He did miss you, but I didn't hear him do much bellyaching. But I can't let him go without giving him a hard time.
Well, I just wouldn't feel right if somebody didn't give him a hard time when I called the net, that's for sure. So, no, I missed him too while I was gone. It was, I had a really nice time, but it was sure nice to get back home. I'm still suffering from a little bit of jet lag, which is why we switched nights, and he called the net for me last night, and I called for him tonight, because I could not keep my eyes open last night. It was horrible. I didn't even hear him do the preamble at all. I was out, just done. So I'm feeling a little bit more on the better time schedule tonight than I have been, but he did me a huge favor by letting me swap nights with him last night for tonight, so I would be a little more awake and wouldn't be messing everybody's calls up because I was still full of jet lag.
And I want to say it was good to hear Walt tonight. Buddy, you're doing a real good job. Hang in there.
Agree, Patrick. Gosh, he sounded great. I leaned over to Chad right as he was checking in and said, my goodness, he sounds so good. So that's just super encouraging. I love to hear him check in. Well, Mr. Patrick, you be safe driving home. I know you've got quite a little clip ahead of you, so be safe and hope you make it home all in one piece. And we will look forward to seeing you and chatting with you another time.
Have a good night, and tell Chad I said hello. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Back to net.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Nothing heard, so I will go ahead and submit my net report. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and every night thereafter. Tomorrow night, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, will be calling and hosting the swap net. It's always an exciting time, so please make sure to come back tomorrow night and check in with him. I know he would appreciate it. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. This is KO4RYP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3s and good night.
For DTY, this is KO4HKX. You still on frequency? KO4HKX, clear.
KI4MCI. I ain't heard a whole lot out of him here since he went and took to get his general class. Did he ever get it?
HKX, Andy, he passed his general test, but he had some water leak issues and had to redo his office at his house, so he's been busy doing that.
Up the rain, all right. I just wondered because I hadn't heard whether he ever got it or not.
He was done all that worrying for nothing. But I was thinking he'd hang around for a little while tonight, but I guess he didn't.
I wondered, but I'm glad someone let me know that he had, because I wasn't sure if he had or not. It's been a week or two since we all discussed that with him, and I ain't heard nothing a whole lot, but that's the reason why, though.
How have you been, Andy? I hadn't heard you on here much either.
Poor LZI, well, week I'm messing around, listening around on HF a lot of times, and just do a Breyer's pre-net check-in, and two or three nights a week I'm in here live here on 2 meters, you might say.
I've used the net check-in quite a bit, but then you're always here after the net, so I figured that's what you're doing, some HF.
Certain people that's on HF that I like to listen to, and it's usually, like I said, always at 9 p.m. when they're there, so I just do a Breyer's pre-net. Most of the time, and at least two nights during the week, I get in here and be here during the night live, at least.
Tonight, he's sounding real good on the radio now.
Better all the time. He's getting better all the time. I hope he continues to get better all the time, because from what I first heard, KI4LZFID, it was said that he wasn't going to get too much better, and I'm getting a lot more better.
He does, too. I hope he gets back on here. At least gets back on here and starts calling the net soon. He's sounding good.
On Tuesday night, when we was having that round table type thing, I really enjoyed that. And I even learned something, because I may have been listening around forever and a day on certain things, but that doesn't mean that even I can't learn something myself on occasion.
A lot from just sitting and listening to the conversation going on, because all of us got questions. A lot of times we just don't know how to ask them, or are too afraid to ask them. Or like my case, a lot of times I'm too busy trying to drive, and it's hard for me to carry on a technical conversation like that.
When you're driving, as you said, a big tool truck like that, you got to put all your concentration on keeping everything right. But I might know a lot, because I've listened for a long time, but I don't know everything still.
I've met anybody that knows everything. I've met a few of them that think they do, but I haven't met anybody that actually does.
KI4LZFID. I'd listened on and off on this repeater since the late 70s, before I actually got my license, then a couple of years after it got me an HF receiver. I know some things, but still, there's things I don't know.
Hey, maybe you can answer me a question, or at least help me with it. I put that antenna up, and we run LMR 400. I got two antennas and I got 200-foot runs, but that cable is so stiff, I'm having a hard time getting it to the radios in the house. And how much loss will there be if I run like a 5-foot section or 10-foot section of RG58 from there?
Algebra formulas to calculate that with, that's when we go getting into my weak points. I come 13, 14 years ago within 3 of getting my extra class license. But that advanced algebra, I've got books right here just like I give Chad one. It's got those formulas in it. But when simple algebra I can handle, but when you go to getting into advanced, real, real advanced algebra, you go to losing me. So when it comes to such as that, all I can do is tell you is there's formulas for it in some of the books, or maybe even in that book that he's got, and there might be some here, but that advanced, real advanced algebra just tears me all to pieces.
You're the only one, because it does a lot of people that way, me included. So I have to really pay attention to that. But I was just kind of curious if it's going to be even enough to even concern myself about, or if it's going to be a huge loss, something like that. If it's going to be a huge loss, I'll try to find a way to deal with it. But trying to get the radios mounted up and change the room around, I'm having a hard time with it.
The only way you'll know for sure about the loss situation how much it is, then judge it from there. That's really all I can tell you, because you're, I know there's a formula for it, but that, when it comes to getting into that deep algebra, I'm very lost.
I'm right there with you, KO4HKX.
Tells the guy, like I was telling Larry here a few nights ago, that's what threw me off on my extra class years ago, those formulas, advanced algebra formulas. That kind of stuff there, it's got a purpose. Some people are good at it, some aren't, but up to this point, you better keep algebra simple for me. When you get up to this real advanced stuff, it's going to take a whole lot more still yet for me to get that ironed out good. Like I said, I know there's a formula, but other than that, that's all I can tell you.
PQ.
You can help him with it, I guess, there. Go ahead, Larry, KI4LCI.
Thank you. Well, I was just sitting here listening and wondering, you want to use a short run of different cable. LMR400 or something like it is larger diameter. Is it the larger diameter or its lack of flexibility that is the major problem?
The lack of flexibility.
Of both. But the fact is, I think the wireman, goodness, Andy, you would remember, he's up there in North Carolina, I believe, and Andy probably knows the town. It's quite close to us, but he's a national dealer and carries a comparatively a very good line of what he calls Superflex. It is equivalent to LMR400, and it's very flexible. So if it's not the diameter that will give you a problem, but it, routing it through and around things as it comes in the house, might, I thought that might have been the issue, and Superflex would solve that right away, and a short run of that would be no problem at all. KK4JPQ.
Thank you for that. I didn't even know that they made a Superflex in LMR400. I thought it was all rigid like that. So, yeah, I'll have to look into that and see if I can't get me some of it.
Well, LMR400 is manufactured by Times Micro, of course. Superflex is an equivalent, not made by the same people, but an equivalent as far as its ability to handle a higher power, if that's an issue for you, or keeping the impedance constant throughout the run. That's the only thing. If you go to a smaller coax that's more flexible, you'll get an impedance bump, and that will manifest itself in quite a serious restriction on the power you can use. With, what was it, RG8X, maybe that I forget now. But if you plan to run an amp, I wouldn't do it with a small diameter. Some people call it small aperture. I'm not sure why, because an aperture is an opening. But what they mean is a small diameter cable of coax. So, anyway, if you check with the wireman, a small run, this is expensive stuff, but a small run will not be, you know, it'll be a small part of your total installation. And you'll be able to snake it through the wall, and it is quite flexible. It's made up of I forget how many tiny wires for the center conductor. I think it's triple shielded, just like LMR 400.
and LMR 602. But you'll be able to pass the power through that. KK4JBQ.
4HKX. Well, again, thank you for that. Like I said, I didn't even know that stuff existed, so I just knew this stuff was awful rigid and it was hard to deal with. But I made it work. We were making it work, so I've got it done there for now. But, fellas, I have crossed the state line, so I'm coming into what I call the black hole up here. So I'm going to have to say 7-3s for now. Good to talk to both of you, and I thank you for the information. And I'll be clear on y'all's finals, KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, KK4JBQ, and it just popped in my head, Wireman's in Landrum. KK4JBQ, 7-3.
Best I recall, he's somewhere up there, back over in the Landrum area, up there just above Highway 11 somewhere, but being that I've never been to his place, I really can't tell you exact, but hopefully someday I'll learn, KI4LZI. You came in there and told him about that because I wouldn't have known about it. KI4LZI.
4LZI, KK4JB. Well, Andy, that's something that's recent, for me at least. He might have been carrying it for a long time, but I just recently learned about that. Another ham that I'm aware of had a very difficult, almost right angle turn in his run, and you can't get LMR 400 to do that. It's just so stiff. It's very high quality stuff. It's just short of hard line, but it routes like a pipe. That's what it feels like. And anyway, the Superflex stuff is, I'm not sure whether that is a trademarked name. I think maybe it is. But it's quite good, and it serves the purpose. There might be other flexible, equally capable, but I'm just aware of that one, and only that one that would do the trick. That's what I'd go look for. Anyway, it's nice of you to make a comment about Walt. Walt has shocked me, and Donna both. Donna checked in for us tonight, and primarily I can get her to do that when either Wendy calls the net or Anna calls the net, and you know, I say, well, you know, it's ladies' night, and really you should participate. Use that license. So I got her to call for us tonight. And when Walt came across, I don't think Donna had heard him in a while. And I think everybody is shocked how well he is doing and how good he sounds. I am so thankful to God that he's carrying Walt right there where carrying right along. And that is just wonderful. Those are prayers answered right there. KK4JBQ.
4LZI, like I was telling him a while ago, I hope he'll get back where he can call the net again. Like I was saying, I enjoyed that round table type setup that used to be done here on Tuesday evening, because I learned plenty of things myself from it.
That was Walt's brainchild, and while he was able to run that net, we had some real success with it. I believe that net, in particular, that net relies heavily on the participation of people who have questions. I have a few answers. Chad has a bunch more, and then there's others that come in from all around, and that's when it's a lot of fun, and that's when people learn quickly. And that's what it's all about. We don't have all the answers, most certainly, but if we don't, we can study up on it and share the next, you know, the next time we meet. This is probably the most complicated hobby I've ever been involved in. it just keeps going on, and there's always something to learn. The extra license is not the last license. There's a commercial license that's available. Easier to get if you've got the extra. You don't have to have it to take that. I think it's a first-class commercial license. You don't have to have the extra to take, but it sure helps. And so if you have that license, and especially if you live around water, all watercraft have to have a radio on board. And the FCC requires that it be inspected and adjusted if that's necessary, calibrated regularly. It's either 2 years or 3 years, I don't know, but that has to be in the ship's log. And whether it's a boat or a ship, it has all these, that they have to have emergency capability, radio capability on board. And you can earn money there. Get that first-class commercial license, and I think it's something like $85 an hour. It might take 3 hours to, check everything. You check every connection. You check everything you can and certify in the ship's log that you checked it and approved it. Well, but for us amateurs, the extra class is the pinnacle. But even after that, I think it's a good idea to participate in the VE program. There's a few steps to do that also, but if you participate that way, you can give back. I mean, immediately give back to the hobby because you help other hams get into the hobby by helping the VEs to do the testing for us, and that's wonderful. KK4 JBQ.
Well, see, you talking about the ground license, as they call it. From what is said in the advertisement part there in QST about it, it'll be the same map on it that you have in the extra class written. That's what they say anyway. But you're right about that. That's a way you can make money on it for sure. And as you say, it's for watercraft, it is a very critical thing. Very much is. 106 or 7 years ago demonstrated that with that Titanic, which by today's days, all that was very primitive, but that was in some ways the start.
The Titanic, I believe that was in 1912. That date comes to mind. I might not be right on that, but it was the early days, and it was spark gap. And, yes, by today's standards, spark gap is quite primitive. It's not even legal to operate spark gap. There are still, in museums, there are still spark gap equipment, and so we know very well how it operated. But when the spark was created, it just saturated all the bands. I mean, all RF is covered up with the spark gap. It's a very intense spark, and it'll go quite a ways, but it's the only thing on the air. When another option was available, as soon as another option was available, I think it was maybe 2 years that it existed with radio as we know it. But then they just said, no more of that. Mothball that equipment because it interferes with everything else. Yeah, the Titanic was an awful tragedy. I've watched several documentaries about it and a couple of movies about it. Don't know how well, how true to the event that the movies might have been. They have other they have other things in mind when they make a movie, not just documenting how things were. But yeah, that was the start. I appreciate, Andy, that you are a real historian. You're someone who loves to know how it was and how we got to where we are now. Looking forward, looking ahead, that's always a good thing. But you learn a great deal by understanding the past. A great deal. And I don't care if it's the radios we use or the towers that are climbed or the cable that we run for coax or whatever. They all have histories, and it's quite interesting. KK4, JPQ.
Well, see, I've done some reading about certain things, of course, as we said about the spark gap, how wide-banded it was. It was claimed by them back in 1912. The amateurs of the time interfered with the communications of the Titanic rescue. It was claimed. And about August or September of that year, that's when amateur radio had to start being licensed.
Okay. I didn't know it coincided that way. I didn't know that. Yeah, there's a... I don't know if you listen to... I'm going to forget it now. I think it's called This Week in Amateur Radio. It is a podcast put out by the ARRL. And it's sort of like... It's sort of like variety shows used to be. They have different commentators and they have contributors on various topics. There's always one segment of this podcast that's on the history of amateur radio. And it's just fascinating to listen to. I've got, you know, it comes in automatically using... a podcast program on the computer. Oh, goodness. So it's a weekly program, and that segment is always very interesting. And things that are pretty mundane, but goodness, if you know the history of all, let's say, recently that there was two back-to-back episodes on the development of our call signs. Very early on, of course, all call signs were available, no matter where in the world you wanted to be licensed. But then it all had to shake out, you know, it all had to settle out. And there was international agreements, you know, that... that certain countries would have prefixes that were certain letters, and I think even just recently I learned that Australia, their call signs were two letters, one number, and four letters. And I heard an Australian talk about this, and he had a two and four call sign. And people would not believe when he was trying to make a QSO. They wouldn't believe that his call sign was a two and four. Because it's just unheard of. I think they're doing away with it now because it's just an anomaly. It's hard to believe. Yeah, how would you like to have a little conversation about, that can't be. That can't be a legal license. It's, you know, you have four letters in your suffix. That's not right. That's what he had to deal with for several years. I think he's had that call sign for maybe 12 years, and he's trying to get a new one. KK4JBQ.
Well, the guy, they slowly from that time in 1912 to about when that book, that brown book that I got there, says they slowly started, by the time they done those transatlantic tests they did 100 years ago, they had slowly started phasing the spark gap out and going just to straight C-dub. And prior to that August to September of 1912, as you say, and you made up whatever call sign you want back then. And for the longest time, you know, you had just whether it was just number or alphabet letter, you had just three characters. Then in that book that I showed you, sometime by the time that book there was published, you look in the amateur part of it, you'll go to starting to see, like what we are, the 4th District, the 3rd District, the 1st District, the Northeast. By that time that book was published, they started coming up with all these districts around the country, like what we are, it's the 4th. They started coming up with that at the time when that book was published.
Yeah, who's to know what the future will bring? I hope the hobby survives and remains the pastime that it is for us amateurs and it also offers service to communities that it does. I mean, those kind of stories they're riveting. They hold your interest, but not for the best reason. Let's say, was it a week, a little over a week ago, that an F1 hurricane came through Pickens over there, and the EOC, I don't know if it was Races or Aries that was activated over there. That could have been worse. And wiped out other means of communication. And this works all the time. I was on a telephone with another ham. He wanted to use FaceTime to show me pictures of some things. And that's no problem. But he was mobile. So he got into a place where his mobile phone just didn't work anymore. So our phone call and our FaceTime connection, that dropped just like that. Well, he got to his destination, which I understand doesn't have good cell coverage, but I got on the radio and I knew, since our call dropped, I knew that probably the only way I'd be able to reach him was on the radio. And you know, I threw out our call signs and he came right back to me. So it's, you know, that's a little thing, I know, but I was able to verify that he got to his destination all right and explained the dropped call and all that. So that was a little thing, but it can be much more important if an entire community is suffering like some have. You were aware of that tornado that came through, weren't you, Andy?
KI4LCI5D. Yeah, I am. When that was going on, I was listening. I know I figured your time to check in on it. Listening on between the Norweather station and the Skywarn system over here, when all that was going on, there was down there, I can't remember his last name, other than the former EC of Abbeville County, KL7FO. Tornado touched down there in Abbeville County. And over here, a little bit later, down around the 6 Mile area, where KJ4HYC. Shane was 6 miles. He nearly got hit by that tornado down there. And another one of the ones that helped get me here, other than just TWX Jack Norris. He was in a Y, and two tornadoes was out there, but he was in the middle of that Y, and he had one go on each side of it, down there in 6 miles down there. And, of course, there was those up in North Carolina at the time. Those there on the Sky One system at that time were kind of had, them and the weather service people kind of had their hands.